Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Ian Harris. He's the Business Development Director of ALS Worldwide, and he's located in Somaliland. First and foremost, Ian, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much for taking the time for the interview. Appreciate it.
Most welcome. I must say, this is a first for Project Cargo Weekly to have an interviewee located in Somaliland. But before I get into to your location as such, I always allow my interviewees to elaborate a little on their career leading up to ending up where they are. So, Ian, who are you and why did you get into logistics? Why are you not in the City of London working in a bank?
Very wisely, I think. My background comes from, started in normal transportation in the UK, then got involved in heavy plants with craneage and worked for a number of UK companies. Mm-hmm. Then got sidetracked and I got stolen and was sent to the Middle East.
Okay.
That's when the fun really started. I was a regional operations manager for a major logistic company in Kuwait. Mm-hmm. From there, the fun even got worse. I was seconded to an oil and gas company called Tullow. Mm-hmm. And I was sent down to Ethiopia to do training and on their original exploration in Ethiopia, which allowed us to then supply all the cranes, all the MHE from the Middle East into Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia. It was a massive project.
Wow.
And it's gone full circle now. I came back into the region 3 years ago, working with a logistic company in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And then I've got this opportunity with a good friend, and we're taking it to the next stage, and we've targeted Somaliland for a very, very good reason. It is quiet. Nobody seems to have worked it out that Djibouti is failing. Mm-hmm. And this is a big, big push for the region now.
Mm-hmm. I think this sounds like a very, very interesting and fantastic career you've had until now. I mean, you can really, one can say that you have really carved out a niche in the niche markets, so to speak. Oh,
you have to indeed. You have to follow your love. Or, mm-hmm. Is it a love or is it a disease? I'm not entirely sure about
it's probably
this.
Both.
Yeah, you're probably right. So now we've got something we're driving very hard with the local market in the Horn of Africa. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people hear a lot of bad things about Ethiopia, Sudan, all the rest of it. But realistically, the volumes of potential work is massive.
Yeah,
absolutely massive.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be getting diverted into the East African market, into Uganda, Kenya, and all the rest of it. But people forget that via Somaliland, there is a nice big road which takes you into North Kenya.
Right.
So it's something which people are starting to realize there is other options rather than going through a busy port like Mombasa.
Yeah. It sounds, I'll get into the geographics in a little while. But before I do that, Ian, what can you tell me about ALS Worldwide, your new employer there, as you just joined them? Who are they?
Yeah. Well, basically, they're a company which was formed out of, there is another European-based company called Stedder Group.
Ah, yeah, right.
Now, penny drops here. Now, the gentleman who was working in Djibouti acquired a good proportion of their equipment when they moved out to Djibouti because they went back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got operations in the UK. Mm-hmm. We've got offices in Ethiopia, Djibouti, and now Somaliland.
Yeah.
So we are really making a, as you say, a niche market for us.
Yeah.
we've got all the heavy multi-lines and all the rest of it all sitting in Djibouti, soon to be moved to Somaliland. And everybody seems to be very eager to make that change into the Berbera corridor, which is the new big road through.
Okay. And Berbera is also a port. That's the biggest port in Somaliland, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what happened is DP World went in there and did the rebuild.
Yeah.
They are the port consignee.
All right.
We work, or certainly we talk to our friends at DP World, but things have got to move up to the next level.
Yeah.
So this is why we're having discussions with various governmental persons in both Ethiopia and Somaliland to make these changes, which are necessary to bring it to the next level, so to speak.
Got it. Got it. And for the ALS worldwide, it's a the headquarters of the company is in the UK, right?
It is, yes.
Right, right. And then you have been seconded by them or employed by them to build up the area, the new area called Somaliland or the new corridor, and to develop the Horn of Africa for them, I suppose.
That's basically it. I mean, we're thankfully we're close confederates, so we have got an idea, and this is where we want to take it to the next level with them, because everybody wants to play in the region, but nobody wants to commit.
Yeah,
and now we've committed, and we're going to take it there.
Yeah, it's to me, it sounds a little bit like people want to commit, but they don't want to go in there and get their hands dirty, so to speak. It's like controlling China sitting in Singapore. I mean, you have to get in there, right?
you have to do something. People have realized when DP World were persuaded to leave Djibouti,
right?
It caused a bit. Yeah, persuaded. Yeah, I'm sure the court cases are still going on somewhere.
Oh yeah.
The whole issue of Djibouti has become a problem. Our friends from Asia have got a very solid control there, and people aren't comfortable. There's too many military bases there.
Yeah.
Which sometimes gives ill feeling for people coming through there. So this is why the options are being taken a different direction.
It could be a powder keg. I saw some pictures of the road between Djibouti and Addis recently. So it also seems to be needing some major refurbishment.
Well, they've left it too long. They built a railway from Djibouti to Addis.
Yeah.
But it was never going to be enough for the volumes of imports coming through Djibouti.
No.
And now they've got a situation where the rebuild of the road is likely to take maybe 2 to 3 years to bring it up to level from Djibouti. Yeah. And now everybody's starting to worry. And thankfully, this is why we're taking the option of taking them through Berbera. Okay. So a much better idea.
Okay. Well, what can you tell me, Ian, about Somaliland? Is that, I have to be honest, blunt with you and direct, I simply don't know much about it. I have to Google it in a moment. But what can you tell me about Somaliland? Is it's an independent country? Was it part of Somalia? Or what's the...
I could give you a brief history lesson.
Yeah, brief, yeah, please.
Okay. A very brief one.
Yeah.
The Somaliland was a British protectorate, and it gained independence in 1961, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Somalia was Italian Somalia.
Right.
And they gained independence more or less at the same time. And they had the grand plan of having a one big Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, there was a... I think I'll politely put it, a civil war. And Somaliland basically said, we're going back to where we were. And that was back in 1981. And the interesting thing is now that even though in the world they are not at the moment recognized, the British and the American governments are pushing for recognition now,
mm-hmm.
which complies with what was originally set up by the UN back in 1960. So it's just going full circle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's how big is the country if you compare, for example, with the UK? Is it a big country or?
It's a small country.
Small country, yeah.
The advantage it has there, it has got deep water ports.
Yeah.
This is the big plus.
Big thing. What can you tell our viewers about Berbera Port as such? What's the draft there? What do you have coming in?
If I remember, the draft is in excess of 17 meters.
Oh, cool.
It is one of the best ports on that coastline.
Okay.
And they built for phase one of the port.
Mm-hmm.
There's another two phases to be built. There is a free trade zone there already.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything you'd expect from a UAE project. Let me put it that way.
That's clear.
And they've literally just finished the international airport. Mm-hmm. It's got one of the longest runways in the Horn of Africa.
Okay.
So it can take literally everything there.
Right.
And the country has got great prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people will start turning their eyes that direction, especially the shipping lines, which have been more or less skipping the ports. But I think that will change.
That will change.
Djibouti is not great. Mogadishu's got its own issues.
Yeah.
Then the next best port you got is obviously Mombasa. So that's a long way down the coast.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting. A friend of mine, he works for PIL sitting in Dubai. I suppose PIL could be a player in that region. Or who are there now, actually?
The only people you got there at the moment, you've got MSC.
Yeah.
Consolidated Shipping have gone in there.
I
think it's Consolidated Shipping. It's like a configuration of shipping lines. But
all right.
At the moment, what I would perceive as a busy port is not a busy port. It should be. If I look outside of Dar Port, usually I've got 17 vessels sitting outside the port waiting.
Yeah.
That is the standard. It should be in Berbera, and it will be once the shipping lines realise that the volumes of work of building up again.
Yeah. Now we'll definitely do what we can here to shed light on your location and ALS. No, I think it's a fantastic move. I mean, you're doing something. You're not sitting in Dubai. You're really outside the beltway. You are, let's say, really going in there. I always admire people who dare to, shall we say, take a chance and never always listen to the media. Of course, only listen to Project Cargo Weekly, but the media often portrays such a negative picture that you're afraid of going anywhere. And
it's a dilemma. I mean, if you still ask the average European, what is your perception of Ethiopia?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. And everybody starts thinking about all the bad things.
Exactly.
We all know it's a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. Now we have, I'm sitting here in Stockholm. We have direct flights down to Addis regularly, quite a lot. We quite a lot of Ethiopians living here. So I have to come down and pay you a visit. How would I go about paying you a visit down there? How to get into to see you? Where are the connections to and from Berbera?
Well, basically there is daily flights from Addis into Somaliland. It's very, very well connected.
Okay. Can you go overland to Somaliland?
You can. We are actually in the process of doing some advanced surveys.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that we have realized is some transport manufacturers' heads will not make the journey. There are some hills involved.
Right.
So you need the right equipment to do the work.
Right.
But there is a route straight from Addis. You can actually drive it all the way through to the Somaliland border.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
a problem.
How long time would that? How? What about the distance, roughly?
Driving, you're looking at around 700 kilometers to the border.
Okay.
And if you hop on a flight.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah, yeah.
Flight's easy.
Yeah, for sure. Is that Ethiopian that flies that route, or which airline?
I mean, the Ethiopian Airlines fly to Somaliland every day. So
okay,
it's
cool,
easy.
Cool. Now that's good. And if one more question about overland transport, what about coming in from Kenya? Would that be an idea to
Kenya,
see?
Yeah, you can come up through Moyo. Is it Moyo? Yeah, Moyo, the border crossing.
Yeah.
From Kenya into Ethiopia, then you can actually drive all the way through.
Okay.
Don't ask me the distance because I know it's quite a long, long
All
old
right.
haul.
All right.
But
yeah, go on.
It's one of these things where we've all made these different road trips over time.
Yeah.
But these are ones which are on our list to redo because there has been changes.
Yeah.
Some things have been completed on the Kenyan side and haven't been completed on the Ethiopian side. usual games.
Yeah.
So.
Understand. And you need a visa for Somaliland, I suppose. How do you go about that as a European to get a visa? Is Somaliland, I suppose they don't have embassies everywhere, anyone looking after their interests? Or
they have just started up a online service.
Ah, okay. Cool.
So, they're certainly going the right direction with what they're up to.
Okay.
Obviously, they do have consulates in, they've got one in London.
Yeah.
So it's easily arranged.
Yeah.
And you can actually get most European countries can get a visa on arrival as well.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So they're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible. And the advantage is most of that coastline is unspoiled.
It must be incredibly beautiful. I can imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me, are you pretty much alone down there right now, or do you have a small team of helpers? I mean, you are one
basically,
man.
Basically, we've got a team in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
We keep them there all the time. What we're doing at the moment is myself and Dale, who's the CEO of ALS.
Yeah.
We will be going in to do recruiting, meetings and everything else in the next couple of weeks. And it really will be a case of hitting the ground running on this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's all sounds very, very interesting. And it's certainly a place I never visited, but always been on the bucket list, so to speak. And one of these blank spots. And if you add it all up, beautiful coastline, lots of opportunities. And people don't want to listen about New York, Shanghai or Houston anymore. We have to find something new, right? So
it's got to be something new. And
yeah.
And when you think that, if you think of the old dreams
yeah.
of Lamu Port in Kenya.
Ah, yeah, Lamu, yes.
That was the route all the way through Ethiopia. It was going to connect for Ethiopia, Somaliland, Djibouti. It was all going to link into the same route.
Right.
One day.
Yeah, yeah. So it's how long have you been in Africa or how long have you been absent from the good old UK now?
This time around, I've been out of the UK for 3 years.
Okay.
So it's been a long haul, but I will be going back to tidy a few things up when I go home.
Right.
But I think you're going to find. The one thing I'm hearing from an awful lot of expats at the moment is we're not going back to the UK, we're not going back to France, we're not going back to Italy. Nobody wants to go home anymore.
No. I think Europe has lost some of its spark in recent times, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
So, and if you are adventurous, then Europe is already, say, worn out, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's next for you? How do you go about promoting, of course, besides an interview by me here, which hopefully helps, how do you go about promoting it? Do you attend some trade fairs? Do you have, are you going to join any breakbulk conferences, or where can...
Obviously, we're already part of the AONA group.
Right.
So that helps. We've just been contacted by our friends at Breakbulk for the next Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be interesting because the focus in Dubai is going to be Africa.
Yeah.
So this could be an interesting one. We're looking into that one. That could be an interesting one to have a stand there, I think.
Yeah. I think we are going to be, you know, besides being in Project Cargo Weekly, I run also a network of project forwarders, and we're going to have our global conference in Dubai. And I was just thinking, whether you're a member or not, it would be interesting perhaps if you could consider to come and speak at our event. That might be something. We have our network meeting 8 to 10 of February, and then after that, Breakbulk Dubai. It might give you a lot of new people to meet.
More than happy to help out, no problem at all.
Because I can't see, we have nobody in your area, and I think a lot of people would have their ears wide open if you speak about the area, very interesting area you're sitting in. Okay, we'll take that later on. But really, very interesting, Ian, what you have to say. One of the final points here, I would like to ask, just to get rid of all the media speculation, safety-wise and otherwise, are there hotels? Can you live there? I mean, do you have a house, or how do you?
Hotels are fine.
All right.
Just to give you an indication, you have the World Food Authority and the US aid have just moved from Mogadishu to Hargeisa. So they've just reset up there because they're doing it as the hub now.
Uh-huh.
So
cool.
So people are following the logic. I mean,
yes.
Hargeisa as a city, it's a beautiful city. It's peaceful. There's no problem.
Right.
As long as people respect it, it's conservative Islamic. So it's just like being in Kuwait or Saudi or anything like that. So it's
understand.
No major problem.
Understand. No, but that's good also for our viewers to know here. And of course, our interview here, we will make sure to add some maps and maybe a presentation. Do you have a kind of a nice presentation about your company that you could send me, pictures or something I can add to the interview?
Yeah, certainly. We got a profile and such like things we can send through. That's not a problem.
Okay, very good, Ian. I think that kind of completes my questions to you. I mean, it's been very, very interesting to follow your journey. I mean, from your career that you mentioned here, you really have been outside the Beltway, as I said. I think a lot of our viewers might be interested in this. And I want to formally say thank you very much, Ian.
No problem at all. And I hope you have good fun in Hong Kong, I believe you are at the moment. Yes?
No, well, that's just the official version. Actually, I am in Stockholm right now. But
okay, fair enough.
It depends where the ex-wife's lawyer is.
Fair enough. I can live with that.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, to all our listeners, viewers and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Ian Harris. He is the Business Development Director of ALS Worldwide, a UK-based company, but now also based in Somaliland and Ethiopia. The Horn of Africa, a very interesting area, I think, for all of us who are into developing new logistics. So do follow him around, also on LinkedIn. And from me here at Project Cargo Weekly, many thanks again, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.